as we come to bring our offering. May this be a moment where in the bringing of offering, whether it's placing the plate or whether it does that magical thing of going through the internet to get there, apparently in the future we're going to be using, what was the machine called? Click. Yeah. So apparently I was reading something from our stewardship folks in Edinburgh and they were telling us that in the future we'll have those little things and you'll be able to click your card as you come into church. But think of this not merely as the point at which we collect the offering. May it be a moment where in our own prayers we respond to the word of God revealed to us this morning. We bring our offerings. God, we lay these offerings before you, and we thank you for the material wealth that we have to share with others. And we pray that you would give us strength and courage to be more generous more often. And as we lay before you these material gifts, much more you ask us to lay our lives before you. Sometimes we do feel overwhelmed, we feel we have nothing very much to give. But Lord, all you ask of us is that we give you our hearts, that we love you and love others. Loving God, we do praise you this morning that you are able to do more than we could ever ask or imagine. Where we can do little, you can do so much. Where we feel we can do nothing, you can do everything. Lord, teach us to believe that, not just with our heads, but also in our hearts. When life seems dark, the future frightening, the problems insurmountable, and the resources too few, we thank you, loving God, that you are able to see us through. When life feels good, the days ahead are full of promise, our worries are few and our joys many. We praise you and thank you that you are able to offer more still. When loving is hard, when caring involves pain, when sharing means sacrifice, and believing costs much, we thank you, Lord, that you are able to give us the strength that we need. When loving is easy and our relationships bring joy, our friends bring pleasure, and our faith brings reward, thank you that you are able to bring yet greater fullness of life to us who believe. When hopes are dashed, when dreams die, when visions have faded and plans have been thwarted, thank you that you bring new purpose. Lord, this day we pray for your church, wherever it meets. We thank you for the great company of saints in heaven with whom we join our praises today. Lord, we thank you for this church here in Kay Park Parish. And we thank you for bringing us to this place today. And we do, Lord God, trust you as you lead us forward in faith. Lord, we pray for this town of Kilmarnock. We thank you for all that is good and well in this town. But we also pray as a church that you would help us to reach out in love where things are not good. where things are far from well. Lord, in our country at this time and in our world, there is much that causes us concern, there is much that causes dismay. Loving God, thank you that there is no person beyond the reach of your love, and there is no situation that your love cannot transform. Hallelujah. Lord, in the stillness, we come, each of us, with our own particular prayer of thanksgiving and for others, and ask that you would hear us, graciously hear us. And now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be praise and glory in the church, now and forevermore. And all our prayers in his holy name we bring. Amen. We turn to our final hymn. I had the privilege in my first charge to work alongside and to know the author of this hymn, who was really quite a character, a great man of faith. And the words that he penned, look forward in faith, trusting all times are in God's hands. Our hymn is number 237, look forward in faith. Blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore.